morning, Lee.
Gee, it was good to have Cancer Council of Tasmania's Relay for Life return in 2022. It went off well in Smithton last Saturday, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely it did. We had a lot of support for the Relay for Life this year, obviously returning to the region for the first time in 4 years after COVID cancelled the relay a couple of years ago. Just under 200 people registered to walk laps on the Saturday, which is an absolutely amazing effort. They went away from the 24-hour event this year and just did 10 a.m. till 10 p.m., which is a bit more manageable for a few people. Gets away from the nasty shifts through the night, which a lot of people obviously try and dodge. But it still has a lot of money. Over $38,000 was raised over Saturday. It was good to get out and see a lot of people with smiling faces racking up the laps on Saturday morning. So plenty of photos of that in this week's paper.
Yeah, and Penguins turn this coming weekend over 2 days. Relay for Life and Cancer Council of Tasmania. Tell us about some renos at the Stanley Golf Club.
The Golf Club Renos were finally officially opened over the weekend on the Sunday, I believe it was. That facility has undergone some pretty significant changes since the federal funding was announced and finally ready and finished. They've had some upgrades to the roof and parking facilities, among a couple of other things, and the entrance is now looking very, very, very fancy. So we've got all the news on that, and I've got a few quotes from Mr. Lovell's speech from the day as well, so you can read all about that in this week's paper too.
Still in Stanley, Circle Head Council have released a draft scenic values report, and that's good news for those residents of Stanley.
Yeah, so Stanley's obviously been making the headlines a fair bit over the last year or so. The Western Plains Wind Farm development is really stirring up a commotion in Stanley. The residents aren't very happy about it. They don't want to see the turbines going into the area. That proposal is for 12 turbines on the Western Plains, which is just behind Highfield there on the Green Hills. This new draft scenic values management report actually suggests that council make some revisions to the Tasmanian planning scheme and put a scenic protection plan in place for Stanley and the peninsula. There's already one in place for Green Hills and the road corridor there. This plan would replace those two and protect the area as a whole. The report also suggests similar thing for Marawar and the Tarkine Drive as well. So some pretty big changes coming following the release of that report. As part of stage two of that being rolled out, council are looking for feedback from the community about how they feel about these areas being protected and what they would like to see. And that's being rolled out now. So you can have your say on the council's website on that report from today.
And on the sporting pages, it's sad news when we hear about crisis meetings involving our local football clubs. And one team in the Circle Head Football Association, Scotchtown, had their crisis meeting this week.
Yeah, we're seeing more and more sporting clubs around the region struggle. The player pool is just getting smaller and smaller across a lot of different codes. But the biggest problem is just being unable to fill the committee. And that's another problem plaguing Scotchtown. But they've actually had 60 players leave. They obviously won the senior premiership last year. The club's been running for 120 years, so there's a lot of history there. Since then, 60 players have departed. They've gone, there's a couple gone to the NWFL. A few have gone to the NWFA for money as well. There's a lot of different regions they've all scattered to. Some of them have changed CHFA clubs. Now at training, they're attracting 6 people to the seniors and reserves, which obviously is not ideal. The current committee of 5 are working very, very hard. They're overworked. They can't get people to go onto the committee. A lot of those people that are currently on the committee have been trying to step back for a number of years but can't find anyone to take over. And it is really in dire straits. So they've called for the crisis meeting. It'll be interesting to see what comes from that one. Hopefully they can get a bit more support. It would be terrible to see one of the 4 remaining clubs in the CHFA close its doors.
You'll certainly keep us right up to date in upcoming editions of The Chronicle. What about other sports? I know you've got a bit of basketball, athletics and netball for this week.
Yeah, we've got everything happening with the Saints and the NWBU. They're going very, very well there, picking up now. We've got the Chronicle footy tipping competition in this week as well. The Smithton Magpies are also having a reunion. The Smithton Magpies are the original form of the Saints. They were initially part of the CHFA as the Smithton Magpies. When they were admitted to the NWFL, it was changed to the Saints as there was already a Magpies team, and the Magpies team became City in the CHFA. So they're looking for all former Magpies players. They're invited to a reunion at the Circular Head Community Recreation Centre on April 9, which actually coincides with the Saints' first home game as well. So that'll be a really good day. I'll be heading down to get some photos of that. I'm looking forward to that. We also have photos from the last round of Ladies Social Netball. I popped out to the Smithton High School and Circular Head Christian School Athletics Carnivals as well. And that's all to read in this week's paper.
Oh, you're a busy man, and it's chock full of news, sports and weather in this week's copy of the Circular Head Chronicle, which is available for purchase right now as we speak. Isaac Poposky, have a great day and a great week, and we'll talk some more next Thursday morning, a little after 7.
No worries at all, Lee. I'll talk to you then.